From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Hundreds of people, including family, friends, and admirers, gathered Wednesday for a memorial service for Heather Heyer, the woman who was killed Saturday when a car was driven into a crowd of protesters in Charlottesville, Virginia. Police allege a suspected neo-Nazi was driving the car, and they have charged him with second-degree murder. The 32-year-old woman was among hundreds of people who protested white supremacists, Klansmen, and neo-Nazis. Her father, Mark Heyer, spoke at the service on Wednesday.
And I think the reason that what happened to Heather has struck a chord is because we know that what she did is achievable. We don't all have to die. We don't all have to sacrifice our lives. They tried to kill my child to shut her up. Well, guess what? You just magnified her.
Heather Heyer's mother, Susan Breaux. President Trump continues to face a barrage of criticism for his contention that both white supremacists and counter-protesters were to blame for the deadly violence that erupted last weekend in Charlottesville. On Wednesday, the president announced he had dissolved two business advisory committees composed of top American corporate executives, after at least seven CEOs announced they were resigning from the councils because of his remarks. In announcing her resignation from Trump's manufacturing jobs initiative before he disbanded it, Campbell Soup CEO Denise Morrison said, "Racism and murder are unequivocally reprehensible and are not morally equivalent to anything else that happened in Charlottesville." This is VOA News.